How was your week? What were the news stories and the conversations? Acumen Media breaks it down for us.
My name is Tonya Curry, and this is this week's Acumen Media Report. It's entitled The SA Omnibus. Here's a ridiculous fact. I don't know who won Best Picture at the Oscars 2022, but I feel like I've been watching the event all week. I was never going to watch the Oscars, largely because over the past few years, their recommendations have been dreadful. Did you watch La La Land? Talk about bad musicals. And then it happened. The showstopper, literally. In case you were under a rock, Will Smith beat up Chris Rock because he told a joke about his wife Jade's hair. He literally got up off his seat and went onto stage, slapped Rock across the face, and then when he got back to his seat, Jade is seen giggling on the sideshow. Smith then started swearing at Rock, and later he got an Academy Award, to which he started apologizing for his behavior and crying like a child. Minutes later, he is seen dancing up a storm with Trevor Noah. Kids, just say no. The memes were fun to start, and then the conspiracy theories kept me entertained. I love a good conspiracy. I read all sorts. Apparently, Rock was wearing a cheek pad. Yes. Pfizer was unveiling a new alopecia drug, and the ratings for the Oscars were so low that they needed this. That one I bought. Whatever happened, the world deserved a distraction. I thought it was a pretty poor show, but that's because I have so much more drama to deal with here at home. Join me as we look at some reality TV by scratching the surface of the media with Acumen. It's a shameless punt, but have you checked out our YouTube channel? Because you'll have memes for days. Have you subscribed yet? Have you? Today, the 1st of April, is generally a day of foolery. I don't even entertain April Fool's Day, and I'm taking an executive decision and declaring April Fool's Day a dead duck. I'm out. Every word you read here is true, just laced with my opinion. The world is so strange, so you don't have to make stuff up anymore. Well, we'll leave that to the Academy Awards, hey? I'm afraid I have some hard truths in this documentary called The SA Omnibus. Remember the lady who received a small fortune in error from ENSFAS? Remember this kid went on a spending spree to the tune of 800,000? Well, today we know her name well. Her name is Sibongile Mani, and she was sentenced to 5 years in prison. Look, I know what you're thinking. She shouldn't have spent the money. But cast yourself back to the days when you were a student. I remember a free plate of slop chips being a big win. Imagine my 19-year-old self getting my hands on millions in an erroneous bank transaction. Would I have said something? Okay, probably yes, because I would have told my ma and she would have guided me. But I do understand why Sibongile went Kardashian. And of course, justice has to be served. In South Africa, these things happen all the time. Fraud, corruption, people taking money that is not theirs. Off the top of my head, I'm just ad-libbing here, I can mention KPMG, McKinsey, Steinhoff, Zuma, the VBS looters, Zwelin Mkhize, Busasa, Guptas. No need to add more because these combined probably stack up to well over a trillion that was blatantly stolen. Never once were they sentenced to any prison time, and they certainly weren't headlined as thieves. We use different words for that level of theft, see? We use words like accounting irregularities or irregular expenditure or shareholders. It wasn't long before the social media mob felt the same unbalance that I was seeing. Free Sibongile started to trend, and an anonymous gentleman, well, he used the name Malcolm X, said he would cough up $500,000 of the 800 that was outstanding. Please don't misunderstand. I'm not saying that Sibongile shouldn't be punished, but 5 years seems extreme when it wasn't her error in the first place. You know who should get 5 years? Are you ready? The people who stole the aid in Nelson Mandela Bay. Aid meant for children. The lack of that aid resulted in 14 babies starving to death in Nelson Mandela Bay. That stolen aid resulted in 16,000 families left without money for food. A study by UCT unearths that 48% of the child hospitalizations and deaths are from malnutrition. Are the perpetrators going to get 5 years? Shouldn't they be charged with murder or at least manslaughter? Continuity errors in this plot. The DA brought a motion of no confidence against Ramaphosa. They picked the wrong time to place this segment in the drama we are watching. The motion failed, as it should, because the president has been working really hard. He has had a belter of a week. Let me break it down, the episodes of this series you've been watching. Sometimes he is quiet as a mouse, and at other times he bulldozes like a buffalo. But all the changes are exciting. The president sat in the director's chair and changed the plot in this awful drama. He appointed a new police commissioner, Fani Masemola, and Kehle exited the stage without any applause or fanfare. Batabile Dlamini said she would step aside if needed. The president said it's needed. Zandile Gumede, and 21 co-accused are in court. The state has 41 witnesses to back up 2,793 charges. Now, that's a show I'll be watching. Gumede has been stripped of, Gumede stripped Itakweni bare during her time as mayor, and she has never seen more than 5 years in prison. I get so angry, see, and that's why I'm stuttering a bit, is you cannot put Sibongile in jail if you're not going to put Gumede in jail, right? Well, that was a tasty treat, wasn't it? Do you want more? This is a blockbuster, so grab your popcorn because Zuma lost his final appeal. Billy Downer will be part of the Zuma trial, and that is happening in the next couple of weeks. Coming soon to a TV near you, Ubaba in court. I must confess I'm a little nervous. Horror movies don't come scarier than this, especially when it could be an outdoor theatre event. Little fires everywhere. The second act, Ace Makhashule's bid to have charges for the Ace Bestos case overturned, was dismissed, and Mr. 10% has to fight the NPA himself. RET 0, Ramaphosa 2. Nomvula Mokonyane, I'd almost forgotten about her. She is the reason we have such major water issues in our country. Her and Ubaba launched a war on leaks years ago, and all that created was a big gushing pipe leaking nothing but cash. Good news again, she's been booted out of the NEC, Ramaphosa 3, starting to sound a bit like the Rambos, isn't it? Makhubane is getting ready to take to the stage for an impeachment proceeding. A new electoral commission is to be announced. Advocate Kameshni Pillay replaces Dali Mpofu. You heard that right. Ouch, what a plot twist. Don't go to the bathroom yet. Tito Mboweni is implicated in the $50 million donation to Cuba. He also tweeted that he has no friends and as his birthday came and went without gifts. It's a cold world out there for a cracked actor. Baleka Mbete is apparently done with politics. Yes. She was a B-rate actress anyway. Social grant swindle uncovered $89 million in post-bank theft. Surely that's worth 5 years. Mabuza held a Q&A, and it was good to see him make a cameo, as he is the deputy president after all. Nhlanhla Lux was released on 1,500 rand bail, and the president also said he condemns vigilantism. And then the finale. Ramaphosa will be testifying at the SAHRC inquiry into the insurrection. I refuse to call it by its international title, July Riots. Other good news? Yes, there's more. There was a drop in the fuel levy, largely because the country left the theatre and said they weren't going to watch that show. My heavens, this is a feel-good story, isn't it? I'm a little excited to get back into the theatre of dreams, but I have to jump across borders to tell you that Putin's advisors are too scared to advise him that he is losing the war, so they're doing it via CNN. I kid you not. Putin pushes for his currency by refusing sale of gas, if not in rubles. And we have the head of Chelsea Football Club flying between Ukraine and Russia to deliver handwritten notes between Zelensky and Putin. There is talk of chemical warfare, and there is a stark reality of starvation across many countries due to the egotistical war. Don't worry too much, though, because Elon Musk is building his own social network. Trump-like much? Wonder how that will play out. To the people of the Muslim faith, I wish you a very blessed Ramadan, as Ramadan is upon us, and may your fast be easy and your sacrifice be received. I'm Tonya Curry, and you've just scratched the surface with Acumen Media.